This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has made history again after surrendering in a fourth criminal case, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time, there is a mugshot of a former U.S. president. A scowling Trump posed for a picture inside an Atlanta jail while being booked on charges of illegally scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia.
If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election.
An unrepentant Trump insisted he did nothing wrong after leaving the jail. It did not take long for his campaign to use the mugshot for fundraising. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities battling a major wildfire in northeastern Greece that has been described as the European Union's largest recorded single fire have recovered another body. That brings the total death toll from wildfires in Greece this week to 21. The fire department said firefighters were making headway Friday in tackling multiple wildfires across the country, although neither of the two main blazes was under control. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Turkey's foreign minister in Kyiv on Friday and discussed the Black Sea grain export deal that Russia quit last month.
Mr. President.
Minister, you're very welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Happy to see you.
Happy to see you.
Zelensky wrote on the Telegram messaging app, quote, many important issues were discussed, Ukraine's peace formula, preparations for the global peace summit planned by Ukraine, risks posed by the Russian blockade of the Black Sea grain corridor. The deal brokered by Turkey and the United Nations had allowed the safe Black Sea export of Ukrainian grain. Ankara has been trying to persuade Moscow to return to the agreement. This is VOA News. Russian officials claim a private plane carrying Wagner mercenary group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin crashed Wednesday, killing Prigozhin months after he started a mutiny against Russia's military leadership. Anna Rice has the story.
Andrei Korobkov, an expert in Russia teaching at Middle Tennessee State University, was not surprised at all by Prigozhin's death.
It's been exactly 2 months, and it's very symbolic. From the start, I kept saying Prigozhin is doomed. He's violated the most important Kremlin rule. He wasn't loyal to the leader. What happened 2 months ago was embarrassing enough for Putin, so this crash was to be expected.
Korobkov adds that while the Wagner chief's death might benefit Putin, it likely won't benefit the Russian war effort in Ukraine. Anna Rice, VOA News, Washington.
Early parliamentary results in Zimbabwe showed the ruling party and the main opposition neck and neck on Friday after an election in which President Emmerson Mnangagwa's party was widely expected to maintain its 43-year grip on power. Presidential results have yet to be announced after Wednesday's vote, which was extended into Thursday in some neighborhoods due to the late printing of ballot papers. The 80-year-old Mnangagwa is seeking re-election at a time when the southern African country is grappling with soaring inflation and high unemployment, with many Zimbabweans reliant on dollar remittances from relatives abroad to make ends meet. Japan's foreign minister has held a video call with IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi, confirming the safety of the treated radioactive water being released into the Pacific Ocean from a nuclear power plant in Fukushima. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Yoshimasa Hayashi thanked Grossi for the IAEA's planned stay in Fukushima until all the water from the tsunami-wrecked nuclear power plant is released. The water began being discharged on Thursday. Grossi said the radionuclides that are still present in the water will be at extremely low levels. Actually, much lower levels, he says, than the agency had initially assumed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The county of Maui, Hawaii, on Thursday sued Hawaiian Electric, accusing the power company of acting negligently by failing to shut down its equipment despite warnings hurricane winds could knock power lines down, sparking wildfires. The county said downed power lines started the wildfires that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina earlier this month, killing at least 115 people and displacing hundreds more. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.